COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Not the kind of person to say a toad is so, but you know what? A toad is so.
I told all of you guys so. Another domino is falling. This is what restricting and regulating does, people. That is what this does. It's not going to make it any more safe. It's not going to make it any more more regulated and more standardized. You're just going to take it away from these small businesses, these small mom and pop farmers that grow hemp and that are able to sell directly to the customer. You're just taking business away from them. And also, this is going to make it so only dispensaries are selling it. And instead of paying that $1, $2, $3 a gram that you were used to before these regulated people were calling for regulation, you're going to end up paying $20, $30 or more a gram. So you're going to have at least a tenfold increase or more. It's not going to be copacetic if we go we need to do more regulation for Delta 8. Again, road to hell is paved with good intentions. Everyone wants their mom, dad, uncle, grandmother to get safe cannabinoid products. We all do. You know, any rational person does. But the way that these people are pushing for it, it's going to be counterproductive to their goals, and it's not going to make the products any safer. It's just going to make the products more expensive and less accessible to the average Janes and average Joes that need it. They're going to have to go to a recreational dispensary, pay a 20% tax, or they're going to have to get a medical card. And depending on people's jobs, they can't get them. But again, these people don't get that. All right. It meets the legal definition of a drug. Minnesota regulators seek to rein in Delta 8 by Jay Coles. So this is from KSTP. It is a product that is easily found in CBD stores across Minnesota and around the country, but whether it's legal depends on who you ask. A substance called Delta-8 THC is being sold in a form that looks similar to marijuana, but it can come packaged as oils and edible gummies as well. Because Delta-8 contains THC, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, the Minnesota Board of Pharmacy considers it to be an intoxicating product, and now it is growing in popularity. The Board of Pharmacy and two other state agencies want lawmakers to step in and adopt tighter regulations. See, what did I tell you? All you nanny staters that were saying, oh, we need more regulation. Delta 8 is too unregulated. Oh my God, this THCO stuff. This is bro science. We need to bring this stuff to heel. Now the dispensaries are going to have a monopoly, and they're going to, instead of you paying $2 a gram directly from a farmer, you're going to be paying 10, 20, 30 or more a gram. You're going to have a several fold increase right off the rip, and it's not even automatically going to make it safer, because again, I live in a legal state, and we've had several licensed dispensaries get busted for mold violations. So just because something is state sanctioned and legal does not mean it's safe. Just because it has the approval of a state's three-letter agencies does not mean it's more safer. But again, these are people that make money off more regulation. They don't care if you and me, the average working man, can't afford our medicine. They don't give a crap because they're going to make money off more regulation. Ooh, man, I'm getting worked up already. Jennifer Schmitz sells Delta 8 products at two permanent stores and several kiosks in the Twin Cities malls. She describes Delta 8 as having a milder psychoactive effect than cannabis and says her customers use it for health reasons. A different range of things. We see anxiety, depression, pain, nausea. Maybe they want to stimulate their appetite, she said. Minnesota fully legalized the farming and marketing of hemp products last May, and the chemical compound Delta 8 is made from the extracts using the hemp plant. The extracts are then formed into oils and gummy edibles. As long as the product's THC levels remain below 0.3%, as required by Minnesota law, the CBD industry says they are legal. But the Board of Pharmacy director, Cody Lieberg, told 5 Witness News once a manufacturer extracts Delta 8 from the hemp plant. It becomes an adulterated form of the hemp product, which makes it illegal, in his opinion, in his shoddy BS opinion. It meets the definition of a drug. And in Minnesota, drugs are only legal to sell if they are approved by the FDA. Oh, what a bootlicker. If labeling is approved by the FDA, and if the manufacturer is registered with the FDA and licensed by the Board of Pharmacy, end quote. Wilberg says Delta 8 is an intoxicating product. Another reason he considers it illegal under Minnesota cannabis production laws. The laws that we enforce, again, were designed to protect the public from someone who might be making a drug product that could harm someone, he said. So it is a consumer protection law. No, that's shenanigans. The big marijuana that has a foothold in Minnesota's very restrictive program is cracking the whip. And politicians that don't like the plant, don't like the people that use the plant, they're using this as an opportunity to also crack the whip. So it's a combination of factors here. It's not quote-unquote consumer safety. If you think that you have a room temperature IQ, let's keep it a buck. Wilberg said he's trying to write a bill to clarify state laws on hemp byproducts in an effort to better regulate and protect consumers. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is working with the Board of Pharmacy on that legislation, specifically on edibles. The Delta 8 gummies are illegal in Minnesota because any form of THC cannot be in food, the MDA said in a statement. Debate on Delta 8 is expected to come up in the state capitol once the 2022 legislative session begins at the ending of the month. While the Board of Pharmacy says its goal is regulation to better protect customers from potentially harmful products, other states have taken a different approach. 18 states have outlawed Delta 8 products completely. Delta 8 is on borrowed time. More of these politicians, more of these state legislatures are going to do it. We're going to see more of this happen. stock up and get locked and loaded if you have the money to do so. Because I know I am. I know I am in the middle of this week. But enough from me. And folks, do remember that if you're willing to give up liberty for safety, you don't deserve any of it, like Benjamin Franklin says. And all these pro-regulate people are traitors to the cannabis movement. It's not PC to say, but I don't give a fuck. I don't. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389 and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.